The John Innes Centre, which is in the Norwich Research Park, is an independent international centre of excellence in plant science, genetics and microbiology. Amongst the global challenges it tackles are climate change, population growth and the ageing population. Ree Chakraborty talked to Professor Dale Sanders, the director of the John Innes Centre, and she began by asking about his roles.
So I'm director of the John Innes Centre in Norwich, and I also run a small research group that studies the mechanisms of plant nutrition and studies where how plants grow where they grow based on soil types.
Fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Yes, so I first became interested in plants when I was at school, and we went on a field trip and I became interested in plant ecology. And that interest grew during my undergraduate years. Most undergraduates in biological sciences are more interested in biomedical sciences, but I found myself more interested in plant sciences, and it was in that area that I eventually did my PhD degree and lectured, mainly when I was a lecturer at the University of York.
And what got you into coming to Norwich from your lecturing and your plant biology?
I was at York for 26 years and started as a lecturer, ended up as head of department there. And the position of director at John Innes Centre came up in 2010. I was encouraged to apply for it, and I thought this looked like a great new challenge for me, running an organisation which was entirely devoted to research, which I think is actually my passion.
Thank you. And the John Innes Centre, can you just describe it for our audience? What does it look like? Whereabouts it is in Norwich?
The John Innes Centre is located on the Norwich Research Park, and along with three other research institutes and the university and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. We work exclusively on plants and microbes. We don't work with animals at all. And one of our goals is to tackle some of the great 21st century challenges that face the world.
And those 21st century challenges, what are those?
I would say they're unprecedented challenges. They relate to how we're going to feed another 1.5 billion mouths by 2050, when there is no more agricultural land to be exploited. So that challenge is to produce more sustainable food on the same land area, which is a tremendous challenge. We have huge amounts of global malnutrition, and I'm not just talking about shortage of food here, but low food quality. And one of the things we work on is therefore not only to improve crop yield, but also crop quality. Another global challenge that many people will know about, most people will know about, I guess, is rising CO2 levels and the climate change that will bring. And that brings another challenge as to how to produce crops that are resilient to those kinds of climate change that we expect, including heat and drought. And then in quite a separate area, we have an aging population in the UK. And tackling healthy living for an aging population is becoming an increasing problem. It involves discovery of new drugs, new ways to deploy those in the clinic. We're not involved in drug discovery itself, but we do work with molecules called natural products, which are produced by plants and microbes. Antibiotics are examples of natural products. And study how to enhance the production of those natural products in such a way that they will be useful for the clinic.
And all of this coming from Norwich?
It's all from Norwich and all from the John Innes Centre, yes.
Amazing. How many people actually work in the centre? Are there scientists? Are there professors?
We have around 50 people that we call project leaders. Those are equivalent to academics in a university. Each of those runs a lab. We have a total of around 450 employees, And all of those are scientists. We have communal finance and estate support through a separate organisation which services all of the research institutes. And then in addition to that, we have around 100 PhD students who are based in the labs of the project leaders.
That's fantastic. And so how long have you been working at the John Innes Centre for as director?
I've been working there for 8 years, since 2010.
Fantastic. Are there the challenges that you spoke about, these are things that you're building on and trying to help to improve. What does the future hold for the John Innes Centre?
We're clearly working on a number of major scientific projects, and one of the big future projects that we have concerns wheat, the improving the yield and disease resistance of the UK wheat crop, which is the biggest arable crop that we have in the UK. But on another front, we are very much hoping that we will be able to get funding for new estate to enable a lot of new exciting projects and new directions to take off. At the moment, our estate is looking rather dated, as some of it dates back to the 1960s, a lot of it to the 1970s, and some of the labs are not really fit for purpose in the interdisciplinary way that we like to do biological sciences these days. In addition to that, we've grown by about 50% in the last 4 or 5 years, so we're now completely full as far as our estate is concerned. So a major project that we have on now is to look for new funding to be able to develop 21st century estate on the Norwich Research Park, something that Norwich can be proud of as a national centre for plants and microbes.
That's amazing. You opened your doors a few weeks ago, or a few months ago rather, to celebrate your 50th year. How long do you think the John Innes Centre will go for?
Well, that was a very successful event, the 50-year celebration. We had, we think, about 3,500 people through the doors on that Saturday, and including many children who I think were inspired by the work we do. As to how long we'll be going for, well, we've been going since 1910, so 108 years so far. And I would say at least another 108. We are really, truly an international centre. People come from all over the world to work with us, and that is not going to vanish anytime soon.
And just the final question, Dale, in terms of your own garden and your own plants, is there anything that you like or you look out for as well?
Yes, I'm very fond of trees, and I have a number of really nice and quite exotic trees in my garden, including a couple of very nice fruit trees, which produce a great crop of apples and plums every autumn.
And do you make jam?
I make jam and apple crumble, yes.
Thank you so much, Dale.
Ree was talking to the director of the John Innes Centre, Professor Dale Sanders.